It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Democrats in the state legislature are likely to tout the latest legislative session as a historic success in which they addressed priorities like climate change and economic inequity. CPR's Andrew Kenny says Republicans, who are in the minority, believe Democrats have overreached and that voters will agree.
That's the hope that I'm hearing from a lot of Republicans who feel like they could make some changes here and there on bills this session. But for the most part, a lot of them feel like they were not given much of a chance, did not have the power to redirect what was happening. And, you know, now they're hoping that basically voters will see how far Democrats went, see how all these fees and costs add up, and punish them next year.
CPR's Andrew Kenny. School districts are planning for how to spend one-time federal stimulus dollars. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more on the plans at Jefferson County Schools west of Denver.
Jeffco is considering spending the $68 million it received on before and after school tutoring, mental health screening and supports, stabilizing internet connections, and classroom air quality. The district's Susan Leach said there's a tension.
How do we hurry up and make sure that we're meeting kids' needs, and then our goal of being really intentional and making sure that we're being good stewards of this money?
The federal government just extended the deadline for final plans from August to December. The district will continue to solicit feedback from parents, teachers, administrators, and students before submitting a final plan for more feedback. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Mesa County issued a public health alert yesterday warning residents of widespread transmission of a highly contagious COVID-19 variant. It's called the Delta variant, originally detected in India. Mesa County's health department is asking residents to stay home if they're sick and to get vaccinated. The county has a high positivity rate with relatively low vaccinations. For weeks, cases have been rising in the county. Health officials are calling the trend an emergency. Dangerous conditions on the water have closed parts of several Front Range waterways that are popular for tubing and swimming. That includes Clear Creek in Golden and parts of the Poudre River in Fort Collins. Fort Collins police say 18 people have been rescued from the Poudre this spring. Near Boulder, there are restrictions on St. Vrain and North St. Vrain creeks. And along the Front Range, sunny weather, hot temperatures, and breezy conditions through the afternoon. Fire danger is high in western Colorado. This is CPR News.